Thank you for calling Oshkosh Fiber. My name is Quishonda speaking. How can I assist you today?
Yes, hello. My name is Deborah Sabella, and I'm calling in reference to getting some internet service with you guys.
I'd be more than happy to assist you with that, ma'am.
I'm having a really hard time hearing you, though.
Can you hear me now? Is it better?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Much better. Thank you.
Yes, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. May I start with your address, please?
It's 139 Joseph Drive, Sartorys, New York.
And can I have your zip code, ma'am?
12477.
Okay. Be more than happy to assist you with that. Let me see. Okay. Okay, so it's 123 and Sardis. Okay. And you say it's 12 Joseph Street?
No, it's 139.
Okay.
Joseph with an S Drive.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, it's 139 Joseph, and Joseph spelled J-O-S-E-P-H-S, Drive, Sardis, New York, ma'am?
Correct, yes.
Thank you so much. Okay, would this be a home or a business, ma'am?
Home.
Okay. Thank you so much. And we'll be doing the 1 gig fiber internet for $79.99 today?
I have a promotion that says 69.
Okay, you do have the 69 promotion. Once you set up an auto pay and paperless billing, we get a $10 discount, making it $69.99.
Okay, and it stays that price, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, how long is it going to be that price?
We guarantee that price for 2 years.
Okay, and then what does it go to?
Okay, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that also. So once after the 2 years, it goes up maybe $5 or $10, but no more than $5 to $10. Yes. So you get it, the price we're offering, the price is our product. After a time, due to market assessment, it could result in them nominating a $5 or $10, but it would not be significant more than $5 or $10 in the increase. So you would see that price the remaining time you have service with us.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like phone service today also, ma'am, or just the internet?
How much is your phone service?
Our phone service are $24.99.
No, I'll keep Spectrum cheaper.
Okay. Okay. All right. And can I just confirm your address is going to be 139 Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H-S, Drive, Sardis, S-A-U-G-E-R-T-I-E-S, New York, and your zip code is going to be 12477?
Correct.
Okay. Do you own your property or do you rent your property?
No, I own my property.
Thank you so much. How are your current utility wire feeding your home? Will it be through the air, under the ground, or you're not sure?
Underground.
Thank you so much. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Thank you. Okay. May I please have your name?
Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Zabella, Z as in zebra, I-B-E-L-L-A.
Okay. Let me read that back to you, ma'am, so I can make sure I have the correct spelling of your name. So I have Deborah. And Deborah's going to be spelled D-E-B-O-R-A-H.
Correct.
Okay. And then also your last name is Zidell. It's going to be Z-I-D-E-L-L-A.
No, Z-I-B as in boy.
Okay. So it's a B. I'm sorry. So it's Z-I-B. Is Z-I-B-E-L-L-A?
Correct. Zabella.
Zabella. That's beautiful. May I please have your email address, Ms. Deborah?
D is in David, A is in Apple, Z is in Zebra, 139@yahoo.com.
Thank you for providing the information for me. I'm just going to go back over that information, make sure I have it correct. It's going to be D as in David, A as in Alpha, Z as in Zebra, 139@yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay. And can you please provide me with your primary phone number?
My phone number would be 845.
Okay.
750-9996. That's a cell. Do you want my house number?
I can get that. Yes, ma'am. Can you provide that with me?
Yes, 845-246-7167.
Okay. Let's go over those numbers for me. The first number I have is your cell. It's going to be 845-750-9996. And your primary number?
Correct.
Your cell phone number is going to be 845-246-7167.
That's my home number, not my cell.
Okay, so that's your home number. So I have it backwards, okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's my home number.
Okay. So may we contact you by phone, email, or text message? Which one would you prefer?
Any of the above.
So we can do phone.
Phone. Do you, call me by phone.
Sure. Do you agree? So I have to read this disclosure. Do you agree to receive phone call, which may be automatic or may be pre-recorded from Archtop? And an agent or vendor at the phone number provided. You may revoke this contents at any time. Contents is not a condition of purchase.
No, I don't want calls.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on what the calls are about. What are they for? What kind of calls?
The call lets you know.
Not soliciting calls.
No soliciting call. We do not sell your phone number.
Oh.
It's just for Archtop to contact you when we need you.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Then yes. Sorry.
You okay? Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up today?
Yep.
Thank you so much. Can you please provide me with your routing number, ma'am, whenever you're ready?
1 moment. One. 022.
Okay.
000046.
Okay. Just to confirm, it's going to be 022-00-0046.
Yes.
Okay. And can we please provide me with your account number?
9865104674.
I'll read that number back to you. That account number is going to be 9865104674.
Correct.
Thank you so much for that information. And so, let's make sure I put Ms. Deborah's name on the account. Okay. And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber, Ms. Deborah?
By your little flyers that have come out and through a community page.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And do you have any details or information about your home that your installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location?
I'd like a call prior to them coming so that I can let my husband's a licensed electrician,
okay,
so that he can be here. We do have underground, so they're going to dig, I'm assuming, to the underground spot.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, when they install. And I have another question, hopefully
sure.
You can answer. This isn't for so much the installer, but I have a question. Now, you provide me with a modem.
We provide you with a modem.
For the internet service.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
A modem.
And a router.
And a router, and you also get one Wi-Fi extender.
Okay. Do I need a Wi-Fi extender? Like, I currently have Spectrum, and
okay,
I have their modem, and
okay,
I have my own router. I have a
okay,
Netgear router.
Okay.
And I don't have any extenders.
Okay, so
do
you
I
want,
need?
Well,
do I need to have an extender?
We provide
I just want
to. We provide the extender because we want to make sure your whole home has service at all times.
Okay.
So,
okay,
but
that
if you want to bring,
that's what it takes.
But if you want to provide, have your own equipment, I can let them know that you have your own equipment, and we just provide the Wi-Fi extender, because you can use your own
equipment.
Is
the equipment free?
Our equipment
is
free.
Is the equipment free?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I guess my question is, if I use your router, am I going to have to redo all of the stuff that I currently have going through my router? No, right?
No, ma'am. What you can
your
do is...
Your router's going to have a password?
No, you can use your router if you like to,
okay,
and your modem with your Netgear. And what you do is...
No, I can't use the modem. I can't use the modem because it's not my modem.
Okay.
It's Spectrum's modem.
Okay.
And
so
I'm going to drop their internet because their service is expensive.
Okay.
And from my understanding, it's not as fast as your service.
No, ma'am. So what you can do is we can provide your modem and one Wi-Fi extender. And if you want to keep using your router, which is a Netgear, you can use your Netgear, and all you have to do is call or go online and change the password. So you want to change any of your password to your current system. We can put in.
I guess what I would like is if the guy would come with a router, so I can ask him this technical question when he's here.
Sure, I can put that here. I can put
I
that note.
I currently have a Wi-Fi password that I just want to make sure that if I change it. Which is fine. I can change my password, but I need to know. I want to make sure I'm doing everything properly.
Okay, so what I can
so
let
that
you
it
know
it doesn't become an issue with my other with my computer and.
Okay, so you if everything,
everything
is can if everything is connected to your Netgear system, what you can do is you can log on online and change the password to your Netgear system, and you want to change your password for your computers, everything that's connected to your Netgear. We can just change the password where everything will stay the same and everything will come back on. But you will have to cut everything off and let it reboot up. And it would change the password to your Netgear password.
I don't know how to do that. So I mean,
okay,
you're telling me this in the straight, but when the tech guy's here, I want him to show me.
I will put that note. Customer will like.
Okay.
I can put that because I was going to ask you if you have any questions so we can have the tech to have everything ready for you so you can make sure you get all your questions
okay
asked. The customer would like
okay
to use her Netgear password. Okay? We're going to put that in here. And so he will discuss that when he get there. You have any more questions?
Okay. Nope. That is it. And just a call prior to coming so that, again, I can have my husband available.
Okay. Okay, so. And I also have it that you would like for the tech to explain it to you too, to go through the process
yes,
to
please
you.
That would be lovely because I'm not trying to say I can't catch on. I just want to make sure I caught on before he leaves.
Okay. And I'll make sure he has that too, because I have that question. So what the next question is going to ask, the customer would like for to use her own equipment and explain the process to the customer. Okay?
Beautiful. Yep.
Okay, so what we're going to do now, we're going to set up a time that's good for you or your husband, because we will get a call prior before we come. So the next available appointment I have is going to be November 15th at 1 p.m., Ms. Deborah.
When? I'm sorry?
November the 15th at 1 p.m.
And that date is?
A Friday.
Is that, so next Friday?
Next Friday.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
At 1 p.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
Can it be later in the day? Can it be like at 3?
That's the, oh, I can check for Saturday and see if I have a 3 o'clock appointment. Let me check Saturday and see what I have available. Now, on Saturday, I have a 3 p.m. Would that be better for you than Friday?
At 3 p.m., it could be any, or it could be earlier, but I just want my husband to be available.
Okay. So, on the 15th, I only have a 1 p.m. Now, on the 16th, I have a 10, a 1 p.m., 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., and a 3 p.m.
Okay. How about a 1 p.m.?
Okay, we'll do a 1 p.m.
On the
16th. Okay. So I've just scheduled your appointment. So your installation will be successful schedule. And so it will be November the 16th at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And we will call before we come because I have that noted date onto your account.
Yes.
Is there anything else I can further assist you with, Ms. Deborah, today?
Nope, I think that's it.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and I want to thank you for calling. Welcome to Archtop Fiber, okay?
Thank you very much. Oh, I do have one other question. When will my service bill?
Your service bill come out? I'll put that note for your tech to tell you because it doesn't show me when your bill will come out yet.
Okay, like when my bill is going to be drafted?
You can tell us when would you like it drafted. When the tech come out, you can tell them what day you would like it to be drafted out on. So it's what's best for you.
All right, great. I'd like it to be drafted on Fridays.
On Fridays?
It just has to be a Friday because I get the day I get paid.
Okay.
I just want to make sure it's a Friday. And if it's a Friday in the second Friday of the month, that would work for me.
I will put that note that the second Friday is the best date for you. So second Friday will be a great day to take out the payments, okay? The second Friday of each month?
Yep.
Okay, Ms. Deborah, I'll make that note to your account.
Okay, great.
Thank you for calling, Ms. And welcome to Archtop Fiber. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.